You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Psychology PhD candidate Kieran Siegel undertook a fusion study to measure the psychological effects of the Christchurch earthquake on survivors. The study looked at whether people who went through the earthquake fused or connected themselves more with the city or others who went through the disaster. We discussed why she decided to study this in particular and what her findings were. I began by asking what a fusion study is all about.
Well, our study wanted to test how people feel after a natural disaster and to test a concept that is called identity fusion, the level of identification that we have with a community or a society around us.
In a brief summary, what did you find from the study with people in the Christchurch earthquakes?
We found that when participants were asked to recall the earthquake, they had higher levels of identity fusion. That means identification and feeling closer bonds with Christchurch, if they felt more fear at the time of completing the survey, or if they endured more physical or personal harm due to the earthquake. And another interesting finding is that we found that also attributing some kind of agency to the earthquake, thinking that it happened because of God or that it had a purpose, also increased that level of fusion with the city.
So why do you think that people's, well, just going back to the emotional and physical suffering endured due to the earthquake, why do you think that that connected them more to the city?
Well, we can't give a reason or we don't have an explanation for that. We can only compare it to other measurements which did not indicate other levels of fusion, because we did ask about harm to workplace or harm to the house, and they were less connected to fusion than actual personal suffering.
Why were you interested in studying people that experienced the Christchurch earthquake particularly?
Well, in general, most of the studies in this concept of fusion are when there is something that happens from a different group. And the whole idea is that when we're threatened by an out-group, we feel closer fusion with our group. So most of the studies are concerning wars or terror attacks. And this is the first study that wanted to see if we can get a similar effect when we look at a natural disaster.
Is there any reason you chose particularly to study people over the age of 18?
Yeah, we wanted people to be more or less adults at the time of the earthquake. So they were actually over 22 when we run the study. So that means they were over 18 at the time of the earthquake itself.
I know I was 15 in the 2011 earthquake. Mm-hmm. Do you think that you would get a similar result with children or not?
I can't tell, to be honest. Well, just off the top of my head, I can think about it, that children might not perceive community, Christchurch, social group as adults do. I mean, it might be a little bit different for the conception of adults versus children, but I can't really tell.
So are you going to further the study anyway? Are you going to investigate further?
Well, what we want to do now is to look at fusion when it comes from an outgroup in comparison to a natural disaster, because in the design of this study, we can compare it to a different outgroup atrocity, because, you know, we were just talking about a natural disaster and there was no equivalent that we could compare it to. So now we're thinking of how to design a study which would allow us to compare how strong the effect is when it's a natural cause or when it's caused by an outgroup.
What does an outgroup mean?
A group that has a conflict of interest with your group. So just a different group, an enemy, a threatening group.
So you're saying people that didn't experience the earthquake and how it affected them, is that sort of what you're saying?
No. Other studies that are done, for example, there was a study that was done after the Boston bombing when there was a terror attack, mm-hmm. and then people tend to fuse with their group when there's an out-group, when you can say, oh, there's an enemy and they caused that bad thing to happen, that shared negative experience. So that's what I mean by an out-group. When there's another group that you can fuse against, if you see what I mean?
I see. So because in the earthquake, it's only nature that's,
exactly.
that's the issue. Yeah.
So
do you have any other further points about the study and further interesting facts about it?
Well, what we found, which was, we can't say it's exactly a finding because it wasn't in the design of our study, but, you know, we compared people who recalled the earthquake to a control group that didn't recall the earthquake. And we found that for them, when they had more fear or when they suffered more personal harm during the earthquake, their levels of fusion actually decreased. So it was an opposite direction of fusion. So because that was not the focus of our study, we can't attribute it directly to to our manipulation, but it can make us think of the fact that maybe if we're not reminded of our suffering or of the negative event, then we don't feel as much fusion as we do when we are reminded of it.
So I suppose, yeah, I suppose going through something and remembering it, you feel a lot more, yeah, connection to a place and to a group of people, I suppose.
Exactly.
I
mean,
you know, I certainly do.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Yes, Jemima, so, I mean, you were in the earthquakes.
I was in the earthquakes.
What are your thoughts on the study? Do you feel fused?
Do I feel fused to Christchurch? I feel like it's interesting that she said that they didn't study children because the sense of community is different. I feel like we, going through the earthquakes, we were sort of made to be, like, it was just, you had to become part of a community. Mm. Like, my school particularly, we site shared, so we had, like, there were two huge schools using my school, and it was, yeah, you sort of did feel a huge sense of community, and I do feel like I am fused to Christchurch, or just simply because I grew up there, but I don't know, it's an interesting study.
Do you feel you got closer to your neighbours, that sort of thing?
Closer to my neighbours, yeah. Helping. I mean, when it happened in the 2011 earthquake, the big earthquake, my neighbours came over and stayed at our house, and we, like, because my mum had cooked a whole lot of soup just before the earthquake started. Nuts, how she was preparing before she even knew. But wow. Yeah, so I don't know. That's interesting. It's an interesting idea, but I think just going through a disaster like that, I think that you sort of do have to become, like, connected and care about people a lot more.
Ben, any thoughts? Well, you're not from Christchurch.
No, I've been down there a couple of times, so I got it pretty much figured out.
Let's get your informed opinion.
No, I really don't have an informed opinion. We just, like, stayed with people. I guess it seemed maybe a bit more open than Auckland, but maybe that's just because Auckland is kind of a closed-off place. Lock our doors at night.
Everyone hates us.
Glare over
and for good reason.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.